Worry. Why worry? You know, someone shared with me something about that and said, do you ever sit in a rocking chair? And if you're in a rocking chair and you just rock, it's like it kind of takes you nowhere. It's just rocking. You're just rocking. And worry is the same kind of thing. Is it kind of takes you nowhere. It's just leaving you in a state of fear or panic or, you know, just not positive energy, but more of a negative energy. And so if you're going to fuel anything and think about anything, think about leaning towards, you know, hope and faith and possibility, and things will work out and it's all going to be okay. And lean your emotion and rock to that as you move through life, because when you find the energy behind the thoughts and what we think about and what we speak about and what we listen to and what we gravitate to, it really is a big, huge difference in our outcomes and in our future and in our moments in the here and now on how to interpret and process and bring clarity to things that happen to us in life. And life is, you know, we're here for such a brief time, even living down in our hundreds. And so while we're here, we might as well make the most of each and every moment and not let our time and mind be filled with worry. So if you get that worry process going on, click a switch and say, hey, I can change my thought or my view on this, and lean towards staying positive, hopeful, and knowing all will be well and all is well. Thanks.